Listen to this news. Illegal Russian timber enters EU despite sanctions, EarthSight reveals. An undercover investigation by British non-profit EarthSight has exposed the large-scale laundering of Belarusian and Russian timber into the EU. This violates sanctions imposed in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Since the sanctions took effect in July 2022, over 1.5 billion euros worth of illegally sourced timber has reportedly entered the EU, with an estimated 20 container loads arriving daily. EarthSight's 9-month investigation involved posing as buyers to gather testimonies from traders involved in the illicit trade. The findings reveal that 7 of the 10 largest Moscow-based manufacturers and exporters of birch plywood continue to supply the EU, bypassing sanctions by smuggling timber through third countries such as Kazakhstan, Turkey, and China. More than 500,000 cubic meters of sanctioned timber have been laundered and sold across Europe. The Russian military profits directly from timber sales, and Russia is among the world's largest wood producers, EarthSight stated. The EU sanctioned wood imports from Russia and Belarus due to the industry's economic significance and civil society appeals. Analysis of trade statistics and customs records suggests that all 27 EU member states have received illegal Russian timber, with Poland, Germany, Spain, Portugal, Italy, and Estonia among the largest importers. Sanctioned birch plywood has reportedly been used in a variety of products, including kitchens, flooring, furniture, and toys. Suppliers in China, Kazakhstan, and Turkey admitted to EarthSight investigators that they were laundering Russian wood into the EU. Notably, Waltopia, the world's largest manufacturer of artificial climbing walls, was identified as a buyer, along with a company whose products are stocked by leading Polish furniture chain Black Red White. While there is no proof that these companies knowingly violated sanctions, EarthSight noted that several EU firms they approached were aware of the Russian origin of their supplies. Trade Tech, Taiwan considers semiconductor support as Trump threatens U.S. chip tariffs.